You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Yo, I see that the life insurance industry also got hit by a certain level of looting, a more sophisticated kind of looting in that regard. They have reported a record number of fraudulent and dishonest claims in 2021. Around 4,287 fraudulent and dishonest claims were detected by South African life insurers. And in value terms, this equates to 786.6 million rand in last year. And that's quite a big increase from what happened in 2020, where the value of fraudulent and dishonest claims stood at 587.3 million rand. We've got Megan Govender, the convener of ASISA, that's the Association for Savings and Investments South Africa. He's the forensic standing committee over there. Megan, thanks so much for your time. Let's just talk about this trend. I mean, is it a rising trend? Is it an increasing trend in fraudulent claims? And what's behind it?
Good evening, Fifi, and to your listeners. Yes, we've seen quite a significant increase in 2021. It's largely driven by, obviously people are looking to make easy money and see the insurance sector as an easy target. And obviously, you know, we have a number of ways to detect these incidents. With lockdown measures being eased last year, a lot more investigators were able to, you know, get into the field and do field investigations. So obviously, you know, that also contributed to us detecting more fraudulent claims in the last 12 months.
So would you say that the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic, made it easier to crook insurers?
Yes, to some extent, it is easier because investigators were restricted in terms of conducting field investigations during lockdown. And obviously, we've seen a lot of our investigators in the member companies have been able to get out to, you know, the scene of some of these incidents and detect, you know, the issue at hand.
What are the most common forms of fraudulent and dishonest claims that you were able to detect in the past year?
We've seen an increase in the number of fraudulent claims in the funeral business, largely driven by unnatural deaths. Similar to the big story that hit the headlines during 2021 with Rosemary Ndlovu, where you know, she had certain members of her family taken out in order to claim from funeral policies amongst our member companies. And we've seen specific, you know, areas where there's just been an increase in the number of unnatural funeral claims.
Do you think that, you know, some of this activity is also being driven by the ugly social fabric of South Africa right now, when you look at the fact that unemployment is at record highs, poverty is at gruesome levels, inequality is also at record highs? Do you think that those factors are also influencing people wanting to get money quick and get it the wrong way?
Yes, it is driving it. I think, in my view, that, you know, the fraudulent syndicates that are in operation in our industry have obviously seen, you know, what's required to take out a policy. They've targeted, you know, the softer areas where it's easier to take out policies. So, you know, it's much easier to take out a funeral policy than it's to take out a life policy, where you have, you know, underwriting and things like that that has to happen. So obviously they've studied our industry. They know exactly, you know, what's required to submit a claim, and through that they're able to work with third parties and obtain fraudulent or forged documentation that they submit in respect of a claim.
And in your investigation, some of these third parties, are they insiders in some of these insurance companies?
A few of our members have indicated that they have had internal fraud. A lot of the fraud that we've detected in the claim space is driven through, you know, syndicates working with members of that work at Department of Health, Department of Home Affairs, where you can obtain the documentation you require to submit a claim. They work together with, you know, members that work at funeral parlors, mortuaries, cemeteries, where they can easily, you know, fabricate information and documentation that supports their claim.
Some of these claims, I mean, the extent to which people would go are quite fascinating. Some examples in which you cite were detected last year. An individual who claimed for HIV with someone else's blood. Another who took cover out on an already disabled person. Just talk to us about these clever ways that people are finding to defraud the insurance sector, but I suppose more importantly, how the sector in itself is responding to these creative ways. I mean, are you employing more forensic investigators? Are you investing more in technology? And to what degree is that helping you in detecting claims that are dishonest?
So, yes, obviously, you know, some of our clients are getting creative in the manner in which they attempt to commit fraud against us. But in saying that, we are starting to delve more into the data analytics space of using data to detect fraud early so that we can prevent it, prevent the claim from being paid. And in a lot of the instances that we're reporting on, a lot of the fraud has been prevented due to, you know, using data analytics, using artificial intelligence, using red flags to highlight, you know, when a claim comes in, to highlight to the various operating departments that, you know, something's amiss on the claim and it needs to be investigated further. I think, you know, gone are the days where we you know, put, you know, a number of investigators on investigations to identify fraud. We obviously now, you know, working with technology, it's much easier to use data to detect it than the previously traditional, you know, investigator on the road.
Hmm. What are some of the penalties that these fraudsters could be hit with once they are caught and found out?
So when we identify there has been fraud and we have enough evidence, we typically register criminal cases with the South African Police Services, and from there we work with them to, you know, ensure that we get the perpetrators, bring the perpetrators to the book. And look, it's a long process. If you look at the Rosemary and Global case, that took about 6 years to get her to court. So obviously, you know, it takes a lot of investment on the part of our member companies to ensure that, you know, when we identify perpetrators relating to fraudulent claims, we bring them to the book and we make sure that, you know, they go through the system.
Mm. I think it's quite encouraging that most South Africans are upstanding citizens. They're really honest when it does come to making claims. Your statement does indicate that 608 billion rand in claims and benefit payments were actually made to honest policyholders. Yes. So that it makes the 786 million rand in fraudulent claims look pretty small. But with that said, I'd like to understand the impact that the current level of fraudulent claims could have on the premiums that honest policyholders could pay.
Well, the more fraudulent claims we pay, obviously our actuaries, you know, look at the claims experience and determine if rates need to be increased, because, you know, you have a higher volume of claims or fraudulent claims being paid out. I think the one thing that's not mentioned in the article, you know, is the fact that, you know, like you said, we've got, you know, 99% of our clients are honest clients that submit claims, you know, for valid reason. It's the 1% of claims that causes, you know, delays in the processing of claims, because you have additional checks that have to take place. So, you know, insurance companies have made certain promises to our clients where we will pay claims within a specific service level agreement. So in the funeral industry, you know, it's between 2 and 4 hours in some instances. Now, with additional checks that need to happen, that delays the payment of valid claims. So there's also, you know, a customer impact in terms of additional controls that have to be put in place.
Mm. Megan, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. It's really encouraging that most of us do the right thing. But thanks so much for the statements and the work that you're being done, or that is being done at ASISA to show the people who are not doing the right thing. I think just speaking to the importance of not being a enabler of people who submit these fraudulent and these dishonest claims. But that was Megan Govender, convener of the Forensic Standing Committee at ASISA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.